Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. I'll call the meeting to order. August 3rd, 2022. We have Marie, Kirby, Daniel's telecommuting, and myself as chairing. Jenny is excused on vacation. Looking for a motion to adopt the agenda as is.
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I see none. All in favor. We got the roll call vote. Marie?
Approve.
Kirby?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Motion carries. Looking for a motion to approve the July 20th, 2022 LOC meeting minutes and forward to the business committee?
So move.
Motion made by Marie, seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? I see none. Roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Motion carries. Current business, the United Nations Assistance Fund Law. Clarissa?
She needs to turn the speaker on.
Okay. It's the policy of the nation to prioritize the general welfare needs of its members and recognize that the interests of the nation are advanced when its members remain confident that their general welfare needs can be met. So the United Nations Assistance Fund Law will establish the United Nations Assistance Fund as an approved program of the nation in accordance with the United General Welfare Law. It provides how this program qualifies for general welfare exclusion. It provides the eligibility requirements for accessing assistance from the United Nations Assistance Fund, which is that a person is a member of the nation, age 18 or older, and submits a completed application during the designated submission timeframe. It provides the minimum requirements for the information that must be included on the application, provides how and when funds from the United Nations Assistance Fund will be disbursed, provides for the type of expenses that shall be considered qualifying expenditures for use of assistance from the fund, and provides information on the funding source and who determines the amount of available funding to an eligible participant. The law also provides that the Trust Enrollment Department is the department that has the responsibilities to administer the United Nations Assistance Fund. So the emergency adoption of the United Nations Assistance Fund law will expire on December 8th, 2022. The LOC is now seeking the permanent adoption of this law. So on July 20th, 2022, the LOC accepted the draft and the legislative analysis for the United Nations Assistance Fund law. So now that we have a draft and a legislative analysis, we can move on to the next step of the legislative process, which is scheduling a public meeting. So starting on page 6 of your packet, you'll find the public meeting packet that we're hoping the LOC will approve today. So the public meeting packet starts with the public meeting notice on page 6. And I just want to point out that the public meeting notice that's in the packet is being replaced with a handout that has the updated dates based on the most up-to-date Gully WESOC schedule. So this handout was provided in the appointment for this LOC meeting for anyone who's viewing this meeting on Teams. This public meeting notice will be published in the August 19th, 2022 Gully WESOC edition, and the whole public meeting packet will be placed online on the Oneida Register and be electronically provided to all managers, directors, and supervisors of the nation. So the updated public meeting notice shows that the public meeting will be held on Friday, September 2nd, 2022 at 12:15 p.m. right here in the Norbert Hill Center's Business Committee Conference Room. People can also attend the public meeting through Microsoft Teams. For those who are unavailable to attend the public meeting, the written submission of comments or questions will be accepted up until the close of business on Monday, September 12, 2022, and those written comments can be submitted to the nation's secretary's office or the legislative reference office. So the next document in the public meeting packet, starting on page 7, is the legislative analysis, and this is followed by the draft of the proposed Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law on page 12 of the packet. So today I'm asking the LOC to consider a motion to approve the public meeting packet with the updated public meeting notice and forward the United Nations Assistance Fund Law to a public meeting to be held on September 2nd, 2022.
So move.
Motion made by Murray.
Support.
Supported by Kirby. Questions or comments? Kirby?
My comment is just approve the public meeting notice for with the correct date, September 2nd. Yep. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Well, roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Motion carries. Moving on to administrative updates, the LOC's FY 2022 third quarter report. Clarissa?
This item starts on page 16 of your packet. So we have the LOC's FY 22 third quarter report, which looks at the efforts and the accomplishments of the LOC from April 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2022. So this third quarter report includes information on the LOC's actions on legislative requests, legislative accomplishments, legislative highlights, LOC meetings, goals for the FY 22 fourth quarter, information on the Legislative Reference Office, and contact information for the LOC. So on the first page of the report, you'll see a chart that illustrates everything that was on the LOC's active files list during the third quarter, and this shows the progress of each legislative item. So this chart demonstrates at what stage in the legislative process each item is at. It's very helpful, and it provides a lot of information very quickly. So LOC action on legislative requests. During the third quarter, the LOC added two legislative items to the active files list, and these were the Oneida Language Code and the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law. The LOC denied zero requests during the third quarter, and then one request for amendments to the Oneida Land Claims Commission bylaws was tabled. For legislative accomplishment, the report highlights that the LOC's accomplishments during the third quarter included emergency amendments to the United Personnel Policies and Procedures, which were adopted by the Business Committee on May 11, 2022. These emergency amendments will now expire on November 11, 2022. Amendments to the Budget Management and Control Law, which is now known as the Budget and Finances Law, was also adopted by the Business Committee on May 11, 2022. As well as amendments to the Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance. And then the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law was adopted on an emergency basis by the Oneida Business Committee on June 8th, 2022, and those emergency amendments will now expire on December 8th, 2022. For legislative highlights, the legislative highlights section of the report provides short summaries of how the LOC spent its time during the third quarter and the work it prioritized. So you'll see during this quarter, the LOC worked on the Business Corporations Law, the Children's Code Amendments, the Elder Assistance Program Law, the Healing to Wellness Court Law, Law Enforcement Ordinance Amendments, the Marijuana Law, the Real Property Law Amendments, and the Traffic Law. So the legislative highlights section provides information on the number of work meetings that were held for each legislative item, as well as noteworthy progress through the legislative process for each item. So for LOC meetings, the LOC held six regular meetings during the third quarter. So employees of the nation are provided the opportunity to attend LOC meetings through Microsoft Teams, and a recording of the LOC meetings are posted to the website after the meeting concludes. And then any non-employee who would like to access the LOC meeting through Microsoft Teams can contact the LOC, and we're able to provide that link. So the LOC's goals for the FY22 fourth quarter, during this quarter, the LOC will focus its legislative efforts on the following matters. So that's the adoption of the Elder Assistance Program Law, the adoption of the Healing to Wellness Court Law, the development of permanent amendments to the Oneida Personnel Policies and Procedures, a public meeting for permanent adoption of the Oneida Nation Assistance Fund Law, development of amendments to the Real Property Law, development of the Marijuana Law, development of the Traffic Law, development of the Business Corporations Law, and development of the Oneida Language Code. So for Legislative Reference Office, this report then highlights that during the FY22 third quarter, the Legislative Reference Office lost our legislative analyst, Carmen Van Lannen, but we did gain two new legislative staff attorneys, Carolyn Salutes and Grace Elliott. So the report then closes out with contact information for the LOC, as well as the individual contact information for each LOC member and contact information for each member of the Legislative Reference Office. So we're now looking for a motion to approve the Legislative Operating Committee FY22 third quarter report and forward to the Oneida Business Committee.
So move.
Motion made by Marie. Seconded by Kirby. Questions or comments? don't see any, so roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Motion carries. All right, looking for a motion to enter. We're moving on to the e-poll results of emergency amendments to the United General Tribal Council 10-day notice policy. Looking for a motion to enter into the record the results of the July 25th, 2022 failed e-poll entitled Emergency Amendments to the Oneida General Tribal Council 10-day notice policy.
So move.
Motion made by Marie.
Support.
Supported by Kirby. Questions or comments? See none. So roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Motion carries. All right, that concludes our agenda. Just as a note, August 17th, LOC meeting is canceled. We're having our new staff get acclimated into their new role and drafting some legislation. So we'll be taking that meeting and being closed and then reopening back up. We'll have our first meeting September 7th. All right, looking for a motion to adjourn at 9:11. Marie?
Support.
Supported by Kirby. Roll call vote. Marie?
Support.
Kirby?
Support.
Daniel?
Support.
Motion carries. All right, thanks everyone.